In the hot seat, President Trump's nominee for attorney general faces tough questions about the Russia investigation. Plus, suspected stabber killed. Police shoot the man they believe attacked a North Bay family. And a price hike. Netflix announces it's raising its prices as it looks to invest more into new programs. Good morning, everyone. I'm Michelle Griego. This is your Picks Now update. And here are some of the top headlines we're following. Confirmation hearings continue for President Trump's nominee for attorney general William Barr. This is a live look right now inside the hearing room in the Capitol, where senators continue to grill Barr, especially on how he will handle the ongoing Russia investigation. Barr assured the panel he will remain independent.
And I will not be bullied into doing anything I think is wrong by anybody, whether it be editorial boards or Congress or the president. I'm going to do what I think is right.
Other topics Barr is expected to discuss include cybersecurity reforms, privacy on social media platforms, and criminal justice reform, among many others. The longest government shutdown in U.S. history has now dragged into its 25th day, and there is still no end in sight. President Trump says he won't budge on his demand to build a wall along the southern border. But Democrats are urging the president to reopen the government before they negotiate on the wall.
Let's reopen government so we can have a mature discussion about border security without holding 800,000 federal workers hostage.
The gridlock in Washington is causing gridlock at the nation's airports. Yesterday, there was a 137% increase in sick calls among TSA agents compared to a year ago. The agency had to fly in officers to cover shifts in Houston and Atlanta, and right now they are all working without pay. We continue to monitor a developing story out of Solano County, where a suspect connected to a house fire and stabbing has died after being shot by a police officer. It all started at a home on Alderwood Way after it erupted in flames just before 6 last night. When firefighters and police arrived, they also found two women with stab wounds. Police identified the suspect as 37-year-old Nathaniel Holland. Holland was spotted less than 2 miles away from the scene 4 hours later, but when police tried to detain him, he stabbed a canine officer. And a Fairfield police officer shot Holland. He was transported to the hospital where he later died. The canine officer is expected to survive. Officers say a 16-year-old girl and a 43-year-old woman were stabbed. Then the suspect doused the inside of the home with gasoline and started a fire. Three other children were inside. A 4-year-old girl suffered burns to her face and chest. They've all been taken to the hospital. A neighbor who did not want her face shown on camera describes what happened when she got home.
I seen a couple people run across, and then I heard a loud boom. I get out of my car and there's children running from the house screaming. I approach the house and the house is on fire and the kids are saying, "He stabbed my mom in the neck, he stabbed my mom in the neck."
Police say Holland lived in the home with the stabbing victims and children, but their relationship is unknown. In San Francisco, crews are working to clear the scene after a car crashed into a fire hydrant, causing this massive geyser. It happened in the Sunnyside neighborhood on Monterey Boulevard between Colon and Ridgewood Avenues around 8:30 this morning. Witnesses say the overflow flooded several blocks. In Marin County, some parents are fighting to change the name of a school district. The Dixie School District is located in northern San Rafael and has several distinguished schools. But some parents say the name has racist connotations. And today, they are delivering petitions to initiate a school board vote.
We have to own our history and in some ways try and correct some of the things that were in our past.
Dixie School District has a reputation of being one of the best school districts in the area. Everybody wants their kids to go there. It's a fantastic place. Our kids had a great experience there. I see no reason to change the name.
The district's Board of Trustees is now required to vote on the issue within 40 days. Netflix users, listen up. The streaming service has just announced they are raising prices again. All three of the company's plans will increase by $1 to $2. The standard plan will go from $11 to $13 per month. Netflix says they want to invest more money into new content. The price hikes will be applied to all existing members over the next few months, while new members will be charged the higher price immediately. Warrior star Steph Curry's moon landing shoes have sold for more than $58,000 on eBay, and he says he is using the funds to raise money for STEM education in the Bay Area. The shoes were worn by Curry during the January 3rd game against the Houston Rockets, weeks after his comments about the moon landing went viral. Curry insinuated the 1969 event was staged, and he later clarified he was only joking. We'll be back with another update at the top of the hour, and you can watch or listen to our updates on your favorite platforms, including our website, kpix.com, or on our KPIX Facebook page.